Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something that honestly feels a bit like science fiction, but it's very much real. We're talking AI-enhanced cybercrime, the evolving threat landscape. You sent over a fascinating pile of sources, really insightful stuff, and our goal, like always, is to dig through it all, pull out the key insights for you. We want to help you understand how AI, artificial intelligence and machine learning, are really changing the game for cyber criminals.
Well, it's unsettling. And just to kick things off, one thing that jumped out from the sources, a pretty stark number, almost 6 out of 10 security pros. 6 out of 10, they've seen a big jump in AI-powered attacks just in the last year. And we're not talking about, the usual stuff here. This feels like a fundamental shift.
Yeah, that's right. And what's really striking about this, and maybe a little worrying, is how our usual defenses are struggling. They're becoming less effective. We're not just dealing with the same old predictable malware anymore. This is like a new species of attacker using smart algorithms. They build these adaptive, intelligent threats that literally learn and change in real time.
Okay, right. Let's try and unpack that. So how has the landscape actually transformed? What makes these new AI threats so different from, say, the malware or the predictable attacks we use?
Well, if you look at the big picture, the change is huge. It's profound, really, because AI has automated the whole intelligence gathering part like never before. It's not just scraping data. AI finds these connections, non-obvious links between things that look totally separate, like a random social media post, a company press release, maybe some chatter on the dark web. And it builds this incredibly detailed profile of a target way beyond what a human could do in the same time. So attackers use these sophisticated machine learning models to scan huge data sets, spot weaknesses, and crucially, adapt their plans as they go right from the start.
So it's like having a digital scout with almost superhuman insight into the target. How does that deep understanding then play out in the actual attack? What does that look like?
It usually happens in stages, and AI boosts each one. First, there's that reconnaissance powered by machine learning, then pattern recognition to figure out the best way in, the optimal attack vectors, then strategic planning, thinking ahead, covering different possibilities, and maybe the most important part, real-time adaptation. The threat evolves as it hits defenses. It learns and changes tactics. It's like a constant loop.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting and maybe, a bit chilling, like you said. The sources point to three main ways AI has just rewritten the playbook for cyber attacks. What's the first big one? How has AI changed that?
Okay, the first one is advanced social engineering and phishing. You know those badly written emails full of typos?
Oh, yeah, the Nigerian prince emails.
Exactly. Those are, well, largely becoming a thing of the past for sophisticated attackers. Now they use natural language processing. That's the AI that gets human language and machine learning. They create messages that are almost impossible to tell apart from real emails or texts. They analyze how companies write, specific people's styles, even individual habits. And it's gotten so advanced. They're using deepfake audio and video now. Imagine getting a call. Sounds exactly like your boss asking you to do something urgent. It really makes you pause, right? How good has this tech become at fooling us? It blurs that line between real and fake.
That is deeply unsettling. Not just text, but voice and video that seem real. I mean, we've all gotten weird texts, right? But a deepfake call from your boss is needing an urgent wire transfer? It's exploiting trust on a whole new level.
Okay,
what's the second attack category AI is supercharging?
The second area is intelligent malware development. So traditional malware, it relies on static signatures. Security software looks for a specific fingerprint, right?
Right, like a known piece of bad code.
Exactly. But AI throws a wrench in that. AI-powered malware, it uses what we call polymorphic capabilities. It constantly changes its own code structure but keeps its malicious purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like a digital shapeshifter.
Okay.
Your antivirus is looking for one face, but this thing changes its face, its digital clothes, everything, constantly, makes it incredibly hard to spot with those old signature methods. And these things, they analyze the environment they're in, they adjust their behavior, maybe change how they communicate, how they hide, how they deliver the payload based on the defenses they detect.
Wow, constantly shapeshifting. That makes them so slippery. And it's not just the malware itself, right? Our sources suggest AI also helps them move around inside a network much more effectively once they get in. What's the third major area here?
Yeah, and maybe the most concerning is this rise of AI-driven network exploitation and lateral movement. These AI systems can automatically map out a network, like create a blueprint. They identify weak spots, vulnerable systems, and then plot the best path to move around without setting off alarms. Once they're inside, these smart threats act like legitimate network traffic. They slowly expand their access, being super stealthy. They actually learn the network's normal rhythm and blend right in. It's like having this invisible patient spy inside your system, constantly learning the layout.
And these aren't just lab experiments, right? The sources give some pretty sobering real-world examples. Can you share some of the actual impacts we're seeing from these kinds of attacks?
Absolutely. And it's fascinating in a grim way how they've hit critical areas. Take financial institutions. They've seen these really sophisticated fraud schemes. AI analyzes customer behavior, pinpoints the perfect time for a fraudulent transaction so it looks completely normal. Hmm. And these attacks work because they mimic real user actions so well that the traditional rule-based fraud detectors just miss them entirely.
That's a massive blind spot. So essentially, they're using our own predictable habits against us, turning our routines into weaknesses. What about other sectors?
Exactly right. It weaponizes normalcy in a way. We've seen healthcare hit hard too. AI-driven attacks targeting patient data systems. The AI uses machine learning to figure out where the most valuable data is, maybe sensitive genetic info, research data. It focuses the attack there, avoiding noisier systems that might trigger alerts. We've heard about patient records being slowly siphoned off for months, undetected. That completely shatters trust. And corporate espionage, that's evolved too. Attackers use AI to systematically find and steal intellectual property. Sometimes these operations run for months, even years, staying totally under the radar. The company has no idea they're being robbed blind. And, you know, a common question comes up, is this just a big company problem?
Right. Are smaller businesses safe?
Absolutely not. These AI tools and techniques are getting easier to access. They're even sold as a service now. So yeah, small and medium businesses are definitely at risk. No one's too small to be a target anymore.
Okay, so we have these incredibly adaptive, smart threats. Digital shapeshifters, stealthy spies. What does this mean for defending ourselves? How do organizations possibly protect against something they can barely see or predict?
Yeah, it really forces a fundamental rethink of cybersecurity strategy. You can't just build higher walls. First off, deep network visibility is absolutely critical, non-negotiable. That means really seeing everything happening on your network, even encrypted traffic. You need advanced tools, often using machine learning themselves, to baseline what's normal and then spot tiny, subtle deviations. You know, if you can't see it.
You can't defend against it. Makes sense. Okay, so visibility first. What about strengthening the defenses themselves?
Right. Second, security setups, the architectures, they have to become what we call AI resistant. You have to design things assuming attackers will use AI to find holes. That means multiple layers of defense using different approaches, and microsegmentation becomes really key here.
Microsegmentation?
Yeah, think of your network not as one big open space, but as lots of smaller sealed compartments or rooms. If an attacker gets into one room, they're contained. They can't just wander freely through the whole network. It limits that lateral movement even if they get past the front door. It acts like a digital fire door.
Okay, creating internal digital firewalls.
Got it.
And what about actually spotting and dealing with threats that are already active, especially ones that are changing in real time?
That's the third piece. Advanced threat detection and response. Those old signature-based systems. Still useful, but not enough. You absolutely need behavioral analysis tools on top. Tools using machine learning to understand what normal user and system behavior looks like. Then they can flag anything that deviates, even slightly. That's how you spot the spy trying to blend in. And the response part has to get smarter and faster too. Systems need to be able to automatically take action when a threat is detected, like instantly isolating a compromised machine or blocking weird communications. Because the speed of AI attacks often outpaces human reaction time. And that brings up another point people ask. How often do you need to update defenses against this stuff?
Yeah, if it's constantly evolving.
Exactly. It can't be just periodic manual updates anymore. Security needs to be continuously updated, continuously refined. Ideally, you have systems that learn and adapt automatically, just like the threats are doing.
It sounds like a ton of sophisticated technology is required. But the sources also stress something else, that the human element is still vital, irreplaceable even.
So where do people fit into defending against this AI-driven cybercrime?
That's a crucial point. Technology alone isn't the answer. Our security teams, the professionals, they need new skills, new ways of thinking. Training has to evolve. People need to understand how these AI attacks work, recognize the subtle signs, the behavioral clues, even when they look normal on the surface. Incident response plans need to be more flexible, more adaptive, ready for threats that change on the fly. And to answer another common question, can we use AI to fight AI?
The good AI versus the bad AI.
Yes, exactly. And the answer is yes, we absolutely have to. It's becoming essential. Defensive AI systems can analyze threat patterns and react at the speed needed to actually counter these AI-powered attacks. So it really is this constant high-stakes arms race. Offensive AI versus defensive AI, with humans trying to steer the ship on both sides.
Wow. Okay, so we've just done a deep dive into this, well, fascinating and frankly frightening world of AI-enhanced cybercrime. We've covered how these smart threats develop, how they spread, and the kind of cutting-edge defenses needed now. It really feels like machine learning has completely changed the cybersecurity landscape.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway here is pretty clear. Just reacting isn't good enough anymore. It's too late by then. Organizations really have to shift to proactive, intelligence-driven defense. Strategies that try to anticipate and counter these super adaptive threats. It's less about building a static fortress, more like developing an intelligent, evolving immune system for your network.
And the stakes are incredibly high. The sources make that clear. It's not just about losing money anymore. It's about damage to reputation, losing the trust of your customers, your partners, the very foundation of a business. Absolutely. Which leads us to, I think, a really important question for you, the listener, to think about. Given how fast AI is evolving, both for attacks and defense, and how these attack tools are getting easier to get, what specific concrete changes can you push for, or maybe even implement yourself in your world? How can you help nudge things away from that old signature-based security towards this more adaptive, behavioral-focused approach? What's one step you could take?
That's definitely something worth mulling over, acting on.